The following program has been furnished and paid for by Auto Pros Radio Show, and KSCB is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered. Rolling up the doors, the garage is open, and here we go. The Auto Pros Radio Show. And now, here's Robert, Jody, and Lynn, the Auto Pros.
All right, good morning, Houston. Welcome to Auto Pros Radio Show. I'm Robert with Autotechtronics. Here with the full crew today.
Woo-hoo.
Got the Warranty Wizard and Diesel Dynamo, Mr. Jody Chesser across the desk here from me.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Sitting next to him there is Miss Lynn Beckwith, Beckwith's Car Care.
Good morning, y'all.
Hey, like that weather outside.
Ooh, what a change.
I know. Last night, I'm like, ooh, man, let me have some shorts on.
Oh, no.
What happened to the sunshine?
Welcome to Texas, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's rodeo time. You've got to have at least a day or two of bad weather when it's rodeo time.
Right. I just want some rain to get rid of all this yellow pollen out there.
It's all over the
place. My black truck is now yellow.
Yeah. And producing our show today is the multi-talented Mr. Gary Knight.
Thank you, guys. It's warm out.
That's right.
Compared to Connecticut.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe warm when you got up this morning. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. We're here to answer your car questions, car problems. Do the best we can do.
That's right. Whatever you need.
And I want to take a quick minute here at the beginning of the show. Thank our sponsors. And if you can, always try and show them some love because they are what keep us on the air.
That's right.
We're going to go out to Katie there, and it's Gary's Transmission Service. Gary's been doing transmissions all his life. He is the transmission man. If you got a question, you don't know if it's a transmission problem or an engine problem, give Gary a call. He can probably tell you which way to go on that. His number out there is 281-347-8888.
And all the way on the north side of town in Spring, Green and White Auto. They have been in Spring for over 40 years, helping customers drive safe and dependable vehicles just a little bit east of I-45 on Spring Cypress Road. And you can reach both Kent and Joel at Green and White Auto, 281-353-7682. And then on the southwest end of town in Stafford, David's Auto Central, again, decades of quality service in the Stafford area. Whether you're looking for an oil change or more advanced diagnostic issue, David's Auto Central is the only place to go in Stafford, 281-499-9684.
That's right. And also in the Katy area, we have Autotechtronics. That's Mr. Robert Gruner's shop out there on East 5th Street in Katy proper. Been out there 40 years. Yes, 40 years.
40.
That speaks volumes, doesn't it?
Party in Hawaii.
You don't stay in business 40 years because you're lucky.
Right.
No. You know? Same name, same owner. That's you see these shops that change names, you have to wonder.
Scratch your head a minute.
That's not what's happening out at Autotechtronics in Katy.
Not at all. You guys do a great job. You can take care of anything automotive needs out there. You can always give them a call at 281-391-7617, and Robert and the crew will take good care of you. And in the humble area, Beckwith's Car Care.
That's my baby.
Lynn Beckwith's shop has been out there over 35 years, and you guys are just so customer-driven.
You know, everybody underneath that roof is going to really care about you and your vehicle. We try and make car care as convenient for you as we possibly can.
That's right. And it's awesome. And you have the system we've talked about before where you can send pictures to the customers and let them see that.
Digital vehicle inspections. And we find that people really like this because you can see what's good about your car, too. It's not all about trying to show you what's wrong with your car.
That's true. I have my RV in the shop right now getting some work done before we get ready for camping season. And it's a Milstead RV in Conroe. That's a great shop. Good bunch of folks over there. And I'm getting some work done on my slide out. The seals are torn. And he called me up and he said, hey, we found something on top of your slide out. You have a little bubble. under there. We're not sure if there's some issue with the wood or whatnot. Well, he sent me the pictures.
Oh, so you get to see
it. You know, where I could
yeah.
see it because it's so tall. You know, unless you have a ladder, you just don't see it. But, yeah, I was able to take a look at it, and I said, yeah, let's get it taken care
That's
of while
helpful.
We're there.
Yeah,
so it's really a plus. So give Beckwith a call, 281-540-2000, and they will take good care of your automobile.
Well, you know what else we do at Beckwith? We use BG Products.
Absolutely.
That's right.
And we have to thank BG Products as our title sponsor of the Auto Pros Radio Show.
That's right.
And we love BG products because they work.
Absolutely. I have used them in both my own personal vehicles, in fleet vehicles, in all of my customers' vehicles. And I have cars that have been on the road for hundreds of thousands of dependable miles thanks to BG service.
Yeah, I've been using them since 84,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Yep, back in the early
84.
Days. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had a handful of products back then. Now they just have a plethora
of products. I use them in my motorcycles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have... Just a wide range for not just automobiles, but like you say, for your motorcycles and
your small engines.
Yeah. Yeah. Larger engines, you know, if you get into the big fleets, 18-wheelers, and they have products for them as well.
Diesel fuel conditioners.
That's right.
Lots of good things under the BG umbrella.
Mm-hmm. And they have the research to back up their products because they have a really fantastic research facility out there.
That's too. Right. Wichita, Kansas.
Yeah. Sure. We need a road trip.
Got to go remote from there.
We'll have to get with Dan Butler and see if we can make a trip. That'd be fun to go up there and get to really see how it's all done.
Absolutely.
That's right. But give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-5738. We've got to get out and go to work.
Let's go out and talk to Mark in Clear Lake. Mark, you're on Auto Pros.
Well, I'm real happy that you're going to be working for me today. Okay. I appreciate it. And I hope that the advice I get is worth more than I'm paying for it.
But yes, sir.
It always has been in the past. Got a 2008 Prius, we call it the touring model. And I was driving it yesterday. The dash lit up like a Christmas tree, virtually every icon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the first time that's happened. I got a hold of, or I've been using Dr. Prius software with a V-Peak OBD2 dongle. And it says that it has two classes of codes. One is the high voltage battery ECU, and the other is the engine ECU. Mm-hmm. No engine ECU codes, but the HV battery ECU reads a P3000 and a P3012.
Let's see. Are you having any issues with the way the vehicle's operating or anything like
that? Oh, yeah. It kind of feels like it's in a limp mode. The high voltage fan that's in the trunk that has a vent in the back seat cranked up. It's real loud.
Yeah, those are all those relating back to the hybrid battery pack.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are they calling the battery pack itself, or do they distinguish the ECU from the battery pack?
Well, it says hybrid battery pack. You know,
yeah, they talk about the battery block, and it lists like 14 different blocks, you know, within that hybrid battery.
Right.
And basically the code means, say, battery block 2 becomes weak.
Right.
So it's like you have a weak cell.
Does it internal resistance, so does sound like it's inside the pack, huh?
Actually, that's one of the things that the Dr. Prius software showed. The two of those were red. When it did a reset, everything went back to normal, but... So it confines it to the battery itself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's a lot of times with the scan tools, I know on the Prius, there's a way that you can go in there and look at your data, and you can look at battery life on that one, you know, and kind of gives you a really good idea. But, yeah, unfortunately, it sounds like it's going to be time for a hybrid battery.
How old is that battery? And there you got.
Well, actually, a little less than 2 years ago in August.
Oh, wow.
It went bad, and there's a place out in Magnolia called Hometown Hybrids, and they had a situation where for $9.95, that's not $9.95,
right?
But for under $1,000, they'll come out with a new battery and install the whole thing for you.
They
did a fantastic job at that point. I mean, they had the battery out quicker than I could watch one of the videos to do it.
Right. Yeah, they're pretty easy to change out. They're a little heavy, but they're easy to change out. What type of warranty did you get on that one?
A 2-year warranty. So
okay.
I may be okay. I'm not sure. I just wanted to know whether I should worry about some other hybrid component than the battery.
I mean, that's awful cheap for a new hybrid battery.
Yeah, that's right.
I would definitely, you know, get your invoice, give them a call, and have them, you know, come out and take a look at it, or take it over there and let them look at it and. you know, hopefully it's going to be something that's going to fall under a part warranty.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Absolutely.
And you're right. They were the least expensive folks in town.
I mean, it makes me suspicious.
Yeah, if it's not under warranty and you're going to hang on to the vehicle for a while, it might be worth looking at a different option this time.
Yeah, because I know people that that will take and they buy used Prius batteries,
mm-hmm.
and they go through and they check the voltage of each cell. And so they, you know, each one's supposed to be 2-point-something volts, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so they gather up enough of them that all have the same voltage and make one battery, and they call it a new battery.
Mm-hmm.
Even though some of those cells.
We know this is not a new battery. She's very clear about it, and she does that. She accumulates the little modules,
right.
and then you have to go through a conditioning process, which is charge, recharge,
charge,
recharge. By the way, don't mistake me for somebody who knows what he's talking about, but I've just read a lot about this stuff. And then she warrants it, and I think that there are some places around $2,000 or $2,500 mark that'll give you a lifetime warranty.
Yeah, wow. I had a customer that had a Prius, and he went, I think it was a place called PriusBatteries.com or something like that,
mm-hmm.
and he bought a kit that had lithium-ion batteries that you replaced it with.
Mm-hmm.
And we took the battery completely apart. You know, like the ones that normally come in them are like a they're square, rectangular-looking little thin batteries.
Mm-hmm.
And what comes in the kit are round lithium-ion batteries.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And rebuilt the whole battery pack and put it in there, and he said it worked great, and he still got the car to this day, and I know it's been 3 or 4 years mm-hmm. since we did it.
And you get better mileage out of those.
Yeah, he said he did. He said his mileage jumped way back up when he did that.
Yeah, well, the company that sells, the Dr. Prius is free unless you want to add some features to it, that he's associated with a company that's doing that, that's putting the Li batteries in,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
in place of these nickel metal hydrides or whatever else
right.
they got in them. And I was thinking, I went ahead and bought a 2020. It's weird how this worked out. I don't want to keep anybody else from talking to you, but when I was about to take possession of a 22 Prius Prime plug-in,
mm-hmm.
I was going to get new tires for this car to put it on the market. And as soon as I backed it out of the car, I got the Christmas trees. And then that's where I learned about Dr. Prius, and that's how I got hooked up with Hometown Hybrids to take the cheapest way out because I wanted to get rid of the car.
All right.
It turns out my SO was driving it because she sold her Prius, which is in mint condition when prices were high for used cars.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why I'm still stuck with it. But I appreciate you're kind of confirming that I might be okay. Mm-hmm. Thanks very much.
All right, Mark. Let us know how you come out.
Okay, I'll do that.
Appreciate the call.
Thank you. Give us a call, 281-558-5738. Let's go out and try and talk to Alan in Lamarck. Alan, you're up.
Yes, sir. I appreciate your show. We have a question. We purchased a Ford Escape from a Ford dealership in Livingston, and when we got the vehicle back, it had like 800 miles when we purchased it. We had it for about 4 or 5 days, and my brother comes up and he says, "What's under the hood?" And I said, "You know, I'm an old guy. I just every time I trade up buy a new car, I don't ever really look under the hood when I buy the car. We get out of make ready, and of course, we're looking under the hood, and he says, "What is that on your manifold?" And it's a rat's like a mouse nest.
Oh, wow.
And we're seeing foam picked off of the air-conditioned metal line and the firewalls plucked mm-hmm. out a little bit and finding all kinds of stuff in there. But it's an old nest. It's been there for a couple months. So anyway, he suggested I take it all back to the dealership and show them the following Monday, which is about 5 or 6 days after I purchased the car. And they said, "No, that wouldn't happen here. That's on you." And so, anyway, long story short, this was a heads up for your listeners that if you ever buy a vehicle, be sure and look under the hood. Have somebody with you, especially if you're an older person and you don't know what you're looking for. The dealership says it's not their problem. It's my word against theirs. Now the wiring harness is chewed up. And long story short, my vehicle's been at their dealership for 3.5 weeks now, and they don't know when the part's going to come in. They told me to contact my insurance agent. My insurance says it's not covered under rodents. So I'm going to be out $2,500, and I just wanted to pass this on to your listeners. Kind of a sorry situation we're in, but
Yeah, it is. It's unfortunate. You know, you wouldn't expect something with low mileage like that, you know, would have an issue. But unfortunately, you know, rodents, they don't care how new the car is right. or whatnot. If they
in
get
fact,
in
the
there.
The newer, the better. It's fresher.
You know, you didn't have it that long. So, you know, if it wasn't something that happened at the dealership, you would think that they would have seen that, you know, when
especially
they were there.
Yeah, especially after it had almost 850 miles on it when we purchased it.
And sure.
I know it's been taken to other people's homes before.
Yeah, those little rats get hungry, I know that, and they can do some damage pretty quick.
So I guess my other question would be, if you wanted to log a complaint to, say, Ford or somebody else, I've tried going online, I'm not getting anywhere. You know, I'm just not seeking the legal avenue for this, but at this point, trying to get something else resolved. But do y'all have any insight as to, like, a regional manager with Ford or somebody you can talk to? Because the dealership just isn't helping us at all.
Well, Ford opened up a call center that's here, but I'm not sure that being in the Houston area does much for us. I think it's still just a national call center that you end up in. But the concept when they opened it was customer service, was to handle things like this that were outside of the dealership realm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You don't know what it was called.
Yeah. Let's see.
Yeah, they all have a customer service line. And there is a website, ford.com/support. That's ford.com/support. And you can go on there, and there's a support service, option. You can put your VIN in and look at recalls and pull up your owner's manual. And there's a lot of features on there. You can look for sync updates. There's a lot of good information, on that website that you can put your specific VIN number in and take a look at. And that might be an avenue to try to contact them. Of course, the dealership or even in the owner's manual, it should have something in there with an 800 number to call.
Yeah, see it here. It's 800-392. Is that the one you got?
Yeah, 3673. Yeah. They made a big deal opening this contact center because it added about 500 jobs here in Houston. But
can
I'm
I
not.
Have
the phone number is 1-800-392-3673.
Okay. Great. I'll try that.
I'm not sure that it's any more special than what you've been trying already.
Right.
Are you in the Houston area? You're a little bit further away, aren't you?
Yeah, we're further away. And the last word I had from the parts department at the dealership was that they're not sure when the wiring harness is going to come in. It could be May. And of course, we're out of a vehicle.
And being a newer vehicle, a 23, it special order part. Sometimes they, when they order those, they actually have to build the part.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
I wonder if there's a lot more new cars that have issues like this when they've been sitting around waiting for chips and, you don't know where that car was stored for how long before it finally made it to a sales lot.
Never know. That's right.
Right.
Well, let us know. Then. Let us know how it turns out.
Okay. Thanks again.
Good luck to you. Thank you, Alan.
We're going to back out here and take a quick break. You've been listening to the Auto Pros Radio Show here on 700 KSCB The Voice. Give us a call, 281-558-5738. We'll be right back. Hey, this is Robert. Thank you for tuning in to Auto Pros Radio. If you need us during the week, email us at info@autoprosradio.com. You can listen to all of our episodes by going to autoprosradio.com, and you can find a list of our approved shops located all around Houston and surrounding areas. And don't forget to tell your friends about the Auto Pros Radio Show every Saturday from 10 to noon on KSEV.
Auto Tektronics, the number one automotive repair shop in the Katy area. It is recommended by the Auto Pros Radio Show. Robert Gruner has been in business for over 38 years, providing automotive repair and maintenance on all makes and models. The goal at Auto Tektronics is to repair your vehicle right the very first time. They provide great customer service and a peace of mind that your vehicle is safe and ready for the road. Auto Tektronics has all of the factory scan tool equipment to diagnose your vehicle and provides a 36-month, 36,000-mile warranty on all repairs. Located at 5330 East 5th Street in Katy, give them a call, 281-391-7617, and schedule an appointment today. That's 281-391-7617. Auto Tektronics in Katy.
Beckwith's Car Care, the best automotive maintenance and repair shop in Humble, Texas. Lynn Beckwith and her staff are passionate about taking care of your vehicle. When you choose Beckwith's Car Care, you get an entire team of automotive professionals whose goal is to be the best in the industry, who are committed to earning your trust and dedicated to providing you impeccable service. Automotive repair and preventive maintenance service is their specialty. All repairs are backed with a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty, free shuttle service, pickup and delivery available for your convenience. Beckwith's will get you back on the road in a safe and timely manner. Give them a call today, 281-540-2000. Beckwith's Car Care.
BG Products, the number one name in preventative maintenance. Carbon buildup in your engine will reduce your fuel economy, cause engine hesitation, rough idle, and excessive oil consumption. BG Products has you covered for all your fluid maintenance services and fuel system cleaning needs. They are so confident in the quality of their product, they back it up with a lifetime protection plan. All of our Auto Pros preferred service centers offer the BG services because they work. Find a list of preferred service centers at autoprosradio.com or go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG service center near you. That's BG Products, the number one name in preventative maintenance.
Whether you're rolling in a daily driver or a DeLorean, David's Auto Central in Stafford can take care of all of your vehicle needs. From preventive maintenance to advanced diagnostic services, you can count on David and his staff to take care of both you and your vehicles. With decades of experience and a commitment to quality, David's Auto Central can handle all of your mechanical repairs, maintenance, fleet, and even customization needs. Learn more at davidsautocentral.com or visit David and his amazing staff at 2526 5th Street in Stafford, 281-499-9684. That's 281-499-9684, David's Auto Central.
Hi, this is Jody. If you missed part of the show, no worries. Go to autoprosradio.com. If you need some repairs or general maintenance performed to keep your vehicle safely on the road, click on the preferred automotive shops and find a repair shop in your area recommended by Robert, Jody, and Lynn, the Auto Pros. Have a car question during the week? Send us an email at info@autoprosradio.com. And remember to tell your friends about the Auto Pros Radio Show every Saturday, 10 to noon, here on AM 700 KSEV.
Phone lines are open now. Call 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV.
Welcome back to the Auto Pros Radio Show. I'm Jody Chesser, your diesel dynamo and warranty wizard, along with Mr. Robert Gruner with Auto Tektronics.
Sir.
And that car lady, Ms. Lynn Beckwith with Beckwith Car Care, is in the house.
Howdy, y'all.
We're here to help you out with your car questions, car problems. Give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-5738. Let's run out to Angleton and welcome Ray to the Auto Pros Radio Show. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Thank you. Yeah, I was just doing a follow-up call. I got that Ford F-250. It's a 2015, and it's got the 6.2 gas motor.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes, sir.
This winter, I called the manifold. Broke what I thought broke. Well, I ended up taking it to the shop, and it wasn't the manifold after all. It was the gasket.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
I don't know. It was all new gasket manifold put on, and the gasket blew out. So I didn't get down there and put my glasses on and look is what happened. So, but this truck's been pretty good, and it just had these funny little things like that happen. Well, except for the blowout, you know, that tore up the bed. But
right.
But you, my neighbor, well, he real young guy. I mean, he's in his 20s, bought a Team Ranch F-250. It's got four doors, diesel motor. I don't know what he paid for it, but it looks pretty expensive. But he borrowed my trailer Wednesday, and it's a gooseneck trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And when you turn off, you know, the front wheel down in the ditch when you're trying to back up, well, the bed came up and the trailer crushed down on the bed.
Right.
And come to find out, the bed is aluminum.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
It made a horrible big old dent. I mean, it really is more like a tear. And
don't park it under an acorn. Don't park it underneath the oak tree either.
The hood and all to get dents in it?
Yes, mine did.
Yeah, Robert did with a little acorns.
Oh, that's right.
On there
acorns, hail.
I mean, it was one of those trees that has like the pretty big acorns. And it's not like, I mean, they're like the size of a quarter, you know?
Right?
And I mean, literally put little, you could see a little couple of them in the hood.
Well, I know when that was going on and I would climb in my van. Well, I got hit in the head by one in my van. But when I was sitting in the van, it was like a hailstorm. It was a ding, ding.
That's loud.
Ding, ding.
Yeah, Ford went to all aluminum back in,
19-ish?
Well, I think when they changed that over in 17, I think everything went aluminum. It was partial aluminum parts on that, and then they went the full aluminum. So, yeah, anything that's going to, you know, touch, especially a gooseneck trailer, you get down in a ditch, and, you know, it's going to wipe out the side of the bed or the tailgate or something, depending on what kind of bind you're in.
Yeah, he said they were sick. I mean, it still has paper license plates on it.
Mm-mm-mm.
And he said, man, I think I'm going to just put a metal flatbed on. And I said, oh, I know that's what I'm going to do because I'm still afraid of having another blowout and tearing all that gas hose loose. And,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
And the thing, what's crazy is that I didn't even have any weight on it. I wasn't hooked up and I wasn't loaded. And the tire just blew up.
Yeah, that's what we always say. You know, if you got tires that are 5 years old or something, they need to be replaced for sure. Not saying that a new one can't blow out, you know, because they can. But your odds are better when you keep up your tires, you know, and with their air pressure and keep them changed and inspected. You know, that's the main thing. But
these what surprised me. They were like, I don't know, 3 years old, and they had good tread. I know I helped a guy fix the flat on a trailer week before last, and he said, I don't know why this trailer blew out. It was one of those gooseneck cattle trailers. And so I flipped it over, and I said, look, see that DOT? I said, that tire's 8 years old.
Yeah.
He goes, well, it's still got good tread. I said, yeah, but that rubber, it dries
rides
out, and there you go. Because I know I drive an 18-wheeler, and sometimes some of the trailers I get hooked up to are pretty sketchy, you know, and I've learned to look at that date on them, and that DOT date tells me if I'm going to have a long day or a not so long
right
day.
Well, yeah, you're very familiar with that and tire issues when you drive an 18-wheeler, whether you got, you know, if you got new tires or caps or whatnot, especially recaps or, you know.
Yeah, we don't even touch a recap, and our stuff's pretty heavy. And then the other thing that, I mean, I don't want to badmouth them or anything, but the American Bay tires, they hold up better than the Chinese tires. That sometimes you get a batch of those Chinese tires, and man, you have got headaches.
Yeah, we always call them China bombs.
Yeah,
they did that. They had some of those on some RVs that a friend of mine bought some. And I forget the name of it. They called them China bombs because they were notorious for blowing out. And, of course, they're going to, you know, tear up the side of your RV just like it tore up your bed and so forth. So what we did on our camper and his as well, we bought the Hercules tires. And those are they're 14-ply and steel-belted sidewall.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not going to blow out, you know, and cause damage. But, it, you know, again, on RVs, I don't like to even go past 3 years because most of them do more sitting than anything. And that's worse. You know, then going down the road is a sitting because you get flat spots. They'll end up separating. But I feel pretty comfortable with the tires that I have. But yes.
Yeah, I've got Hercules on this F-250.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, one of those bubbled up.
Wow.
And I was out of town, and I went to this little old family-owned private shop, you know, and I said, hey, man, so this truck's bouncing. And he said, oh, man, your tire's got a huge bubble on the tread. So they came out and sold me a used tire. And I said, well, yeah, I'd rather have a new tire. I don't like buying used tires. He goes, well, we don't sell new tires. I said, well, I'll buy the used one then.
Mm-hmm.
And it's doing good, but I want to get them all replaced here before long because I hate being on the side of the road trying to fix a flat.
Yeah, it's never a good time.
Too dangerous. Well, all right. Well, yeah, that's the update on the manifold.
I'm glad it was a gasket. Unfortunately, you know, it didn't go very far, but it seemed kind of odd when they replaced the manifold. We thought the manifold was going to be cracked. You know, that went a pretty short time, but I'm glad you got it fixed.
Yeah, one thing you need to do when you put exhaust gaskets on like that is you need to bring it up to full temperature and then let it cool all the way back down and retorque it.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times the gasket will shrink. And then when you retorque it, it'll tighten it back up, and it usually will stay after that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a shop do it, but they've been over there like 50 years, and they said they haven't seen it on this particular motor, but they've seen it before. But oh, well. Well, all right. Well, I'll let y'all get back to business. I appreciate y'all always. I learn stuff every time I turn this show on.
Well, we appreciate you listening. Appreciate the update, Ray.
All righty.
Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye. All right, you too.
All right, got some open lines. Give us a call, 281-558-5738.
Wasn't going to give out a shop number.
Wrong
this
number.
Time.
Right.
Old habits are hard to break.
I know, man.
You do it 5 days a week, and then you got to change it on Saturday.
Yeah, a million times a day.
Well, I've got another tire question. Mm-hmm. So I know when you have an all-wheel drive vehicle and you need tires, you need the tread or the diameter of the tires need to be very similar.
Right.
So typically you want to buy all four tires at the same time.
Right.
When you're rotating tires, and sometimes you have some uneven wear, and you've got a little bit of a difference between, say, the front tires and the back tires, at what point is it too much? Is there a
if one tire was down to the wear bar or further, and the other tires aren't anywhere close to the wear bar, I would think, you know, and I don't know that it would cause a code or a light or anything like that, but you think it would overwork that transfer case assembly some.
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
Because the rolling resistance of the tires change and and so forth. That's why it's so important to keep the tires rotated, you know, regardless of if rear-wheel drive, front-wheel drive, or all-wheel drive. But
keep them even.
More importantly, on all-wheel drive, because you really want to keep those tires even as much as you can, because you get 330 seconds, 430 seconds difference. You know, it's a lot of difference in tread.
Right.
And so, you know, a lot of people, they hate that they have to go buy four tires, you know, if it's an all-wheel drive vehicle. But if you've got 30, 40,000 miles on those tires and you blow one out, you know, you have a lot of difference in tread.
Right.
You know, so you have two options in many cases. You either buy four tires or the brand new tire that you buy, they can shave it down to match the tread depth of the other.
I've heard about that if it's just one.
But I hate to shave down one brand new tire.
Yeah.
Right.
No, it's really tough.
If the rest are very new, though, I could see that being a good option. So.
Oh yeah, if it's if it's close, it's well worth it, I think, rather than the expense of the other tire. But that's why we always we talked last week about tires with one of our callers, and we were talking about discount tire, and I really love the Road Hazard program that they offer. Mm-hmm. You know, over there, it's not that much to add to the tire, but you just never know when you're gonna have a tire fail. I was coming here to the studio this morning going down 249, there's a big ladder right in the middle of the road.
Really?
And everybody was dodging it. I'm sure somebody hit it, but it's right in the middle of 249 when you're running 65, 70 miles an hour. Somebody's going to hit that ladder.
Right.
Yeah. That's,
and do a lot more than just tire damage.
Do a lot of damage.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, depending on what hits it, especially. Some little car is really going to do a lot of damage to it.
Well, I'll tell you what. I saw, guess it was Tuesday or Wednesday morning, I saw a crash test.
Did you?
I was getting on when you come off 290 onto 99, head toward I-10. For some reason, right there, it always slows down, and there's no on or off ramps, but it always jams up right there for some reason. And so somebody had a wreck. It was like three or four of them, like they boom, 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 and they were all sitting there, and they're all outside the car, talking and stuff. And on the corner of my eye, I see this Jeep Patriot come flying up.
Oh,
like. Didn't even touch the brake. Bam, into the back of that one car. And that front of it, you could see, just went up to the windshield. Ah. It went up in the air, spun to the right or to the left, and then landed out in the middle of the median.
Wow.
I mean, it was crazy.
That was a hard hit.
He had to be going fast.
Oh, man, yeah, he was flying. I mean, like, he didn't even tell you. No brake squeal, no tire squeal or nothing.
That's not paying attention right there.
I'm telling you, I guarantee you they weren't. And I mean, it was right there next to me when it hit.
It's hard to pay attention to the road if you're watching a video on your phone.
Right.
It's tough. Exactly. Yeah, what do you expect?
I mean, that thing had such an impact. I was like, holy. But, I mean, it stayed together.
Well, thank goodness it didn't push a car into one of those
people
that are standing on the side of the road. Don't do that, folks. Nope. Get away from your car.
All right, we have to step out here and take a break. We do have some open lines. Give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-5738. You're listening to the Auto Pros Radio Show on AM 700 KCB, The Voice. We'll be right back.
You don't have to look too far to find an honest, skilled, and friendly auto service center in your area. It's really simple. Just visit AutoProsRadio.com. All of the AutoPros Radio's preferred service centers boast decades of experience and are dedicated to hiring, training, and keeping the most skilled automotive professionals in the industry and have a reputation for outstanding customer service. No matter where you are, go to AutoProsRadio.com to find a great automotive shop near you. Or check us out on Facebook at Auto Pros Radio. Green and White Automotive, located at 1020 Spring Cypress Road, just east of I-45 North. They've been servicing the Spring and surrounding areas for over 40 years. Green and White Automotive is a family-owned business delivering honest and professional automotive repair and maintenance services. The technicians at Green and White are ASC certified and can handle any automotive repair on foreign and domestic vehicles. They understand your vehicle is a major investment and will care for each customer's vehicle as if it was their own. To schedule an appointment today, call 281-353-7682. That's Green and White Automotive.
Is your transmission slipping, jerking, or making funny noises? Well, let me recommend the great folks at Gary's Transmission Service. Whether you have a classic car or a late model vehicle, Gary's will diagnose your problem and let you know if it's a transmission problem or something else that makes it feel like a transmission problem. The experts at Gary's Transmissions are trained in today's most complex transmissions for both foreign and domestic. All transmission rebuilds come with a local 2-year, 24,000-mile parts and labor warranty, including annual preventive maintenance service at no charge during the warranty period. Quality transmission repairs done right. 281-347-8888. Gary's Transmission Service.
Thank you for joining us this weekend on the Auto Pros Radio Show. Online, you can find us everywhere on Facebook at Auto Pros Radio. All of our shows, in case you missed one, and links to Auto Pros approved repair shops all over town, you can find it at AutoProsRadio.com. Shops you can trust are just a click away. You can always email us, info@AutoProsRadio.com, and be sure to tell your friends to tune in Saturday mornings, 10 to noon.
Today's vehicles are a huge investment and they need special care. BG Products and Services will keep your vehicle performing like new. A lack of maintenance on your vehicle can cost you thousands of dollars in repair bills and unscheduled downtime. Don't let this happen to you. BG has you covered for all of your fluid maintenance and fuel system cleaning needs. Plus, you will receive a complimentary lifetime protection plan on qualified vehicles. All of the AutoPros Preferred Service Centers offer the BG services because they work. Find a list of preferred service centers at AutoProsRadio.com or go to BGFindAShop.com to find a local BG service center near you. That's BGFindAShop.com. BG Products, the number one name in preventive maintenance.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen
Welcome back to Auto Pros Radio Show. I'm Robert with Auto Tektronics here with Mr. Jody Chesser and Lynn Beckwith.
Howdy. Yes,
we are glad to be here.
Give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV.
What kind of interesting vehicles have you had in your shop today? Robert's always got a good story.
Yeah.
Man, I'm trying to think. I ain't in a shop a whole lot these days, I tell you, until I can find somebody for the office. I've been having to run the office, and that is not my forte.
No, you are good with the wrench, right?
Yeah. Hands-on technician.
I'd much rather be with the wrench than with the keyboard. That's right.
Well, talking about tires again, we had a Porsche in ours.
Uh-oh.
That one of the tire shops had mistakenly sold the all-wheel drive Porsche customer two larger tires for the rear.
Uh-oh.
Than what it originally came with. And now it's got a horrible shutter. They got all the right tires, put all four on it. It still has a horrible shutter.
So when does it shutter? What is it?
All the time. I mean,
really?
It's at 10 miles an hour, and it's terrible. And at this point, we're pretty sure it tore the carrier bearing apart.
That or don't those have like on the all-wheel drive, some of those have like a viscous coupling in the transfer case?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's it. I mean, it says, you know, anytime you do that, you're likely to have some kind of driveline damage. And when you start talking driveline damage, it could be internal to a component. It could be in the drive shaft.
I know on the all-wheel drive Jeeps, that had that viscous coupling in there. Did you ever see that, how you check the viscous coupling? Does it shutter when you're just going straight ahead or when you turn?
It shutters all the time, straight ahead, yeah.
Because on the Jeeps, you would, like, raise the passenger side front tire,
mm-hmm.
and then you took a torque wrench and put on the lug nut, and you saw how much force did it take to turn that tire.
Ah.
And if it took too much, then the viscous coupling was binding.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Because I had a Jeep come in one time that the guy was complaining that when he would pull into a parking spot, it would shake and almost lock down sometimes.
Yeah.
And it was the viscous coupling.
In the transfer
up.
Case.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it couldn't slip anymore.
Yeah. Right.
It couldn't slip. Couldn't do its job.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So watch those tire sizes, y'all.
But it's a great time to get your vehicle in, either to Beckwith's Car Care, Auto Tektronics, or any one of our sponsoring mm-hmm. shops, because spring break is here.
It's
coming this week, next week, and
yeah,
you know, it's here.
It's so going to be time to hit the road and have a nice little road trip, right?
So you want to make sure your vehicle's safe, your fluids are all good and clean, up to date, your brakes are good, and, mm-hmm. and your tires and your battery. You made it through winter with your battery. Maybe you got lucky, but maybe it's time to replace it, and you don't know, but any of our sponsoring shops or you guys' shops will... We'll test the batteries for free.
Absolutely.
And give you a good idea and, you know, peace of mind that, hey, battery checks out good. You shouldn't have an issue. Not saying that you can't have an issue, but.
Yeah, they don't give you much warning these days. And typically with the heat and the driving conditions we have here in Texas, if your battery is 3 years old, and if I were leaving town, I would replace it. I wouldn't want to have to deal with it. I wouldn't want it to interrupt my trip.
Mm-mm. Not at all. You'd be broke down. When it's unexpected and don't know who you have to deal with, or you have to go to pick up a battery, you know, maybe at Walmart or something.
You can lose a day of vacation. And
you really
and
can.
You don't get enough vacation the way it is.
That's unfortunate. But give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-5738. Let's run out and talk to Greg out in Atlanta. Greg, good morning. You're on with the Auto Pros.
Good morning. I've got a 1994 Jeep Cherokee, and I have the original air conditioning that has R12, I believe it is, refrigerant,
mm-hmm.
which is very hard and very expensive to get. And I had redone it probably back in around 2015. And when I say redid it, I replaced the dryer and the accumulator and took it to and the seals associated with all that. And took it to an AC guy, and I had the R12, and he charged it up. And it's lasted all these years, but in the last few years, I could tell it was not getting quite as cold. And I don't use the vehicle a lot. But anyway, I'm at a point where I wanted to recharge it now because it's not totally leaked out. It's not well. Anyway, so I thought, okay, probably go back again and change the dryer and accumulator and the hoses. I didn't replace any of the flexible hoses before, you know, and any seals associated with all those components.
Mm-hmm.
and take it to another AC shop. And I can't recall, but I guess my question is, I think previously the guy charged it before he put the R12 with something different than R12, mm-hmm. you know, to see if there was any leak in the system before he put the expensive R12 in. Does that sound right? And
some people have done testing with different.
We used to put 134A in the R12 systems, and it worked pretty well for the most part. There were certain ones, like some of the old compressor, like the A6 compressor that GM had, it would work for a little bit, and then the front seals would always leak in the compressor. That was one that came to mind. But I think overall, the only issue that we ever saw when you changed it on 134A, you just didn't get quite that chill like the R12 provided.
But there were something that people were using to test with just for leaks prior to.
Well, sometimes you would put just like a little R12 in there, mm-hmm. and then you'd charge it. You would pressurize it with nitrogen, with dry nitrogen.
You could do that.
Yeah. Are you sure it takes R12? Because like 93, 94, all them take.
So it's 134A.
Says 134A.
Yeah, I've got the cans I used before. You know, I had a bunch of them before. So, and I have it.
But you sure it's a 94, though? Because all that should have taken 134A.
It could be maybe a 93. I'm not 100% sure on the year.
Yeah, because that was about the time, the 93, 94, they were kind of phasing out the R12, bringing in the 134A. So a lot of times, you know, you had to look on the tag under the hood to verify what you did have in the system, but. It sounds like you're pretty sure you got the R12, which is going to be more expensive, obviously. But you know, if you want to do the repair, make sure everything's done right, sealed. You know, it's really going to be the optimal cooling that you're going to get. But if you want to save money, you know, again, you could convert that to the 134A.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you convert it, you got to replace what seals or
typically the compressor.
Well, no.
No,
just have to put a dryer on it.
Yeah,
I put a new dryer. Make sure your fans work good. If it's got a mechanical fan, make sure it's got a good strong fan clutch on it. If it's electric, you shouldn't have to worry about that. Sometimes, depending on the type of the condenser it has, if it has an old tube and fin compressor condenser, you may want to change that to like the plate and fin where it has multiple passes through it. That'll make it work better. But typically, I mean, that's all we change.
That's all
we
do.
Yeah,
it's not like the newer Freon, the 1234YF.
That's a whole different story.
That's a different animal. You can't put 134A in the new systems at all. So that was the good part about it is because if you take, I don't even know how much R12 is anymore.
Can you even get it?
But I know the 134A. It's not very expensive. I mean, I don't know what the shop's going to charge you, but I know as far as like General Motors. Freon, if you actually get the part number, it's not even dollar an ounce, you know, and that one looks like it holds about 38 ounces, so, you know, a little over 2 pounds, you know, it would be a lot less expensive than the R12.
Well, like I say, I have the R12, so.
So if you've already got the Freon, then, you know, why not use it up?
Right.
But, so, yeah, you want to make sure all the seals are changed, and, you know, the AC hoses, you just never know when one's going to leak. And on a 94 model, if that's all original, yeah, I think it'd be a great idea to go ahead and change those.
So would you recommend changing the dryer and the accumulator also, even though I'm not going to change refrigerants?
Yeah, I'd put a dryer on it.
Yeah, new dryer. It's probably got accumulator.
Yeah.
Okay.
Accumulator, dryer, same thing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. The valve. What's that
expansion
called?
Valve?
Expansion valve.
Yeah, expansion valve, yeah.
Usually you don't have to change it. You know, it just depends. Okay. It kind of depends on what kind it is, but I don't, I usually don't, when I look it up, I don't see one that says R12.
I mean, you could replace it just due to age, being a 94.
Right.
You know, it wouldn't hurt because you don't want to put it back together and then it start hanging up, sticking, not cooling right, or start leaking and lose that R12 because the expansion valve is going to be a whole lot less expensive than that Freon.
Yeah, and you said I could put a little R12 in there and they charge it up with nitrogen to look for leaks. Is that what I understood?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Okay, thanks a lot. Oh, I had one other thing. Y'all have a second?
Sure.
You know, I heard y'all talking about the Prius, and I had seen online, and maybe y'all had seen this too, that, you know, the Chinese are really big on, you know, the e-vehicles, that, you know, they have significant market share in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw where they have a design where they can change out a battery from a discharge to a new charge battery in less than 2.5 minutes. I don't know if y'all have seen that, but if that's true, man, that's huge. That's a big deal. You know, a big positive deal.
If it's on the internet, you know it's true. I don't know. We'll have to look that one up, Greg.
Right.
That seems like, you know, something NASCAR would do.
Right.
Yeah. Well, hey, I appreciate the information. Have a great day.
All right,
appreciate
your
call.
Yeah, I can see that NASCAR coming in. Swap out batteries.
That could happen one day.
I know it. They're pushing for it all electric, I'll tell you. Yeah, that's for sure.
Lots of torque.
Jeez.
Yep. Everybody, quick off the line, right?
We will see what happens. It's fun to watch the NASCAR races now. Yeah, I watched one last Sunday, and I don't know what driver it was, came in getting some tires, and one of the pit guys that changed the tire, one of the tires got away from him, rolled out, and so he got a penalty for that. But that's dangerous. Could you imagine one of those cars
coming by? Yeah.
One of those that can hurt somebody or really tear up that car and cause them to lose a race. But, yeah, it's fun to watch the NASCAR. You know, it's kind of still a good family event.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you ever go to a NASCAR race or something like that, it's a lot of fun.
Well, I think almost all racing is. It's very exciting.
I mean,
just the noise and the vibration of being at the track. And
that's right.
Yeah, and it's definitely become very popular.
Let's run out and talk to Irvin and Tomball. Irvin, you're on Auto Pros Radio.
Yes, sir. I have a 2009 F-250 Ford pickup, and I've always had trouble. The console that shows the speedometer and the oil and all that is recessed deep into the console. And during the daylight hours, it's hard to read the speedometer, okay? And just trying to look for a suggestion, other, you know, to brighten up my dash or my console.
And all the
lights themselves are dim.
I have, you know, the dimmer switch on the left by the lights, and it's turned all the way up. But still, the during the daylight hours, I've even turned on my headlights to brighten up the. But it still doesn't work.
Yeah, I mean, if the dimmer switch is operating properly, I don't know what you could do to actually brighten that up. You know, I've seen some aftermarket clusters, you know, that has different backlightings and you can change the colors and so forth that do help.
Yeah. But you'd have to pull your whole dash out to get to that cluster.
That's not too bad.
No, that's not too bad. You don't have to pull the entire dash out to do that.
Well, I've tried the clusters, but I just was wondering if y'all might have a better suggestion.
Not off the top of my head. We're up against the break here. Do you want to hang on till the second half? Or?
Yeah, I'll hang on.
Okay, all right. All right, you've been listening to Auto Pros Radio Show. We'll be back after the top of the hour.
Our phone number, 281-558-5738. So hang on for more of the Auto Pros Radio Show here on KSEV, the voice of Texas.